This summer brings a bevy of celestial events. Start with this Tuesday, July 4th, when the most people in our country are watching the sky as they wait for fireworks to start. This year, bring your binoculars. Point it to the brightest star, which will be left of the sunset. That's the planet Jupiter. Then check out the moon. It will be gibbous, the perfect phase to show off craters and mountains, especially if your binoculars are 10 power and image stabilized. And one of the two bright stars, far to the moon's left, is Saturn. Then August 11th and 12th, see the Knights of the Shooting Stars. All you need is a dark spot in your backyard. The moon will not interfere this year. Then, August 21st brings the great total eclipse. When I ask folks if they plan to see it, many say, yes, I'll watch it from right here in Albany. No, you won't. Stop thinking that you want to see an eclipse, and instead think totality. Because only a solar totality shows pink flames leaping off the sun's edge, and the eerie corona with its strange filaments, and stars in the daytime, and animals acting strangely. That's only seen from within the path of totality. Around here, you'd get a 75% partial eclipse, the kind you've seen before, which requires eye protection, and honestly, it's just a so-so experience. And stop imagining that totality's main attraction is blackness during the day. Actually, a totality is not very dark and matches a full moon night. And the thrill is the bizarre sun-moon combination and the unique feeling it creates. My ex-wife said it felt like the home of my soul. A partial eclipse does not come close, so don't stay home. Fly down to Nashville a few days earlier and visit your cousins and watch it from their backyard. Otherwise, you'll have to wait until April 8th, 2024, when totality again comes to America, that time as close as Buffalo. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.